it still requires people to meet this 10-day deadline, which we claim the state sort of hasn't really shown any reason why you should require groups to get them in within 10 days. And it still, you know, doesn't have what we might call sort of a, you know, a reasonableness rule, which is, you know, if you, you know, if your car breaks down and that's why you don't get a form within 10 days, the law will still charge you. So it sort of imposes this requirement without having a real reason behind it that will catch people who aren't doing anything wrong.
Shortly after the legislature approved the law in 2005, five different groups went to court to try to block its implementation. A little over a year ago, a judge in Miami gave a preliminary injunction to the groups, allowing them to continue to register voters. Diane Wheatley-Gelati is the president of the League of Women Voters of Florida. Her organization was one of those groups who attempted to thwart the law from taking effect. At the time of its passage, some legislators claimed it was needed to prevent voter fraud. But Wheatley-Gelati said there was no record of that ever having been a problem.
We've been in the business of trying to get people registered to vote since 1920. So we certainly view this as a constraint, if you will, of getting people on the voter registration rolls.
After the court blocked the law last year, the Florida legislature tweaked it, such as reducing the number of times voter registration groups could be fined. But the Brennan Center for Justice's Renee Parody says that the new provisions will unduly harm the state's minority voters.
In Florida in 2004, African-American voters and Hispanic voters and voters in Spanish-speaking households were over twice as likely to register to vote through these drives than white voters or voters in English-speaking households. You know, traditionally, minority communities have, you know, used voter registration drives as a way to assert political power. If you think about during the Civil Rights Movement, how important voter registration drives were then to the rights of minority voters, it's sort of a way that these communities have registered to vote in the past. And, you know, in the future, if there's sort of less of this voter registration drive activity going on in Florida because of these new rules, you know, we anticipate that fewer African-American, Hispanic, and Spanish-speaking voters will end up registering to vote.